father's chicken and egg business, and
well, we lost a tremendous amount of money in the stock crash, stock market crash. And after that, my father really went to work. He went to work for Lester Diamond, for P.G. Diamond. And he worked when the high school was being built and the schools in Reading and that. So he never was without work, but things changed after the stock market crash.
Well, yes, and I've talked with you know, some of our Westboro people and have asked them about the Depression. But see, now you are really one of the few that have spoken and told us how you felt and what was going on at that time. I had never heard the stories about. I knew about the stock market because it happened to my father. And so our life was considerably changed after that too. But and when you were in grammar school, then you must have been at the Harvey or the Eli Whitney?
I went to Harvey first and second grade. Eli Whitney, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth grade. The seventh grade at the community house. The eighth grade through high school at the new building.
Which was a tremendous step up, wasn't it? That was a beautiful building with all kinds of equipment. And they had that big room where they did the basketball and, you know, they
gymnasium.
Had a big gym, the big gymnasium, which is still there.
Yes.
At least they kept that. And I understand that the police and
the Y
uses it. And so at least that part of it is being used. And I was wondering about the neighborhoods, but you really didn't live in a neighborhood then if you were out on Upton Road. Because you said, no. No, but you must have come into town.
Oh, yes. Every day to school.
Yeah, but other than, you know, one of my favorite stories is Winchenbach's store.
Yes.
Where I see you smile on that one. Because everyone speaks so fondly of going down there and buying candy.
Yes.
And Mr. Brown was in the other day, and he said they used to buy ice cream cones.
Yes.
And he and his sister used to sit on the curbing and eat their ice cream. And he hastened to tell me that it was much better ice cream than we have now.
Well, it was.
It was made cream.
It was made with real cream.
Yes, and real flavoring, too. I can
real strawberries.
Yes. Oh, goodness, what would you get? Well, you have to make your own now, you know. But, and then, if you were out that far, how about the electricity? And but you were born in 1914, so we had
electricity.
We had electricity.
The house was electric lights in every room, and we had, as far as I know, we had everything electric to begin with, as it came along, as it was invented and came along.
Well, and of course you'd have to have it in your chicken houses if you wanted to keep them laying. No,
those were the Bruder houses were run by kerosene.
Oh, were they really?
Kerosene, miniature kerosene stoves.
Oh,
the big Bruders where we raise the chickens, and the hen houses where the hens were kept were well enough insulated. They were nice buildings.
But did you keep the lights on at night?
No.
To keep them laying?
Time, no.
Good.
No,
I always thought that was cruel.
That didn't come until quite a bit later.
That they started to do that. I remember one of my grandfather went, and my grandmother too, with what they call their broody hen, and she wouldn't stay with the eggs. And my grandmother used to tie her leg and tie it to and she'd squawk and carry on. But she stayed with the eggs and hatched them. But and then I was wondering, well, of course, we've talked about the automobiles, and you said that your father had a car, a Buick.
He always would be something to, well, we had one Oldsmobile. I think the last car that my father bought was an Oldsmobile. But up until then, we had Buicks.
So you didn't really have to have a horse then, or horse and cart.
We had our ponies and our horses.
Oh, you did?
Yes, we are.
Did you have a pony for yourself?
We had
you and your brother?
Little black Shetland pony with a cart.
And
it was also, we also had a saddle for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a small horse. We sent the pony sent to somebody in Southborough. They wanted it. And we got a small horse. And when we outgrew there, we got a large one. Mm-hmm. But we always had horses to ride.
Yeah, always had a horse to ride.
My father was a good rider.
Uh-huh. Sounds like such a good life.
Well, it's been an interesting life. I was in the service for 3 years.
Oh, tell me about that. Oh.
I was in the Marine Air Corps in World War II.
Well, look at you. Oh, isn't that something? Oh, tell me about that. Oh, gosh. How did you happen to do that?
I saw a piece in the paper one day that the Marines were going to start having a group of women, a women's reserve, and that they were going to open a place in Boston for recruits. So I took a day off and I didn't tell anybody.
Aha!
And I took the train to Boston and I went down to the Fargo building.
Oh yes, I know where that is.
The First Corps was the Army. They were recruiting WACs.
Yes.
The Second Corps was the Navy. They were recruiting WAVES. The Third Corps was the Marines. They were recruiting Women Reserve. So the fellow at the door said, if they won't take you on the Third Corps, come down to the Second. If they won't come down to, they won't take you on the Second Corps, come down to the First. And I said, if I don't make it on the Third Corps, I'm going home.
You wanted to be in the Marines.
Oh, I didn't want anything else.
Oh, isn't that?
So I went up and I had my physical and I had my the mental exams that they give you.
Mm-hmm.
I had all my shots. And I was sworn in the same day. So I came home that night to supper and said, I am in the Marines.
What did your mother and father say?
There wasn't anything they could say.
Well, there wasn't anything they could say, I know, but it was done. But I mean, because you...
Then I went to Hunter College in New York for my basic training.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Lakehurst, New Jersey, where they had the lighter than air. And I took my parachute materiel training down there. Then I was transferred to Edenton, North Carolina, where I was the NCO in charge of the parachute lines.
Did you jump?
Oh, yes.
My goodness, what an adventuresome lady.
But it was a wonderful experience.
Yes, it must have been.
I think it should have been mandatory for every woman to go into the service.
Yes. Yes, the same thing that we believed about so many of the young men, what good training and experience it was for them. But so you stayed in 3 years. Was this, you stayed until the war was over? Or?
I was sort of in the same position my father was in World War I. When World War I was over, he was sent to Paris to the peace conference for 6 months. Well, when I signed up, President Roosevelt said that all these girls who signed up were going to be given the opportunity to go overseas and rehabilitate after the war. So on my card, it said for the duration plus.
Oh.
When the war was over in August, I was sent to Norfolk, Virginia, as a holding place until Truman decided what to do with us.
Oh my.
Truman did not want to send us to rehabilitation work, but he hemmed and hawed around a while. And in the meantime, they sent us to the Naval Hospital to do anything that needed to be done over there.
Mm-hmm. And this was in Norfolk?
In Norfolk, mm-hmm. Virginia. We mm-hmm. went over to the Naval Hospital, and each girl was sent to a different unit and did her own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we were discharged in December.
Oh, from August to December. Yeah. Would you have liked to have gone overseas?
Yeah, mm. I would.
I would think so.
It yeah. sounded like a real good deal when they started
mm-hmm.
to work with children and so on. And in fact, everybody I knew had signed up for the Duration Plus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There were very few girls that just signed for the Duration.
Mm-hmm. What did you do other than when you joined the Marines? I mean, what were you doing for work before that?
Oh, I worked for the Woolworth Company.
Oh, good old 5 and 10. Yeah. Oh, my. I miss it. I still miss it.
Everybody misses it.
Everybody does. Well, you remember when what was Olive and what are the girls that lived on the corner of
Lois and Olive.
Yes, right? Yes. And we had that 5 and 10 yeah. in Westboro. I lamented
well,
when
this
that...
This was the Woolworth in
oh, yes,
Westboro
I
that I worked
yes.
on.
Yes. Yes, I remember that, too.
That left in 1945.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They only had a
10 release. Oh, I know, because we were talking about the A&P and how you could have your own meat cut. And the First National was there.
My brother was the fruit and vegetable man at the A&P.
Oh, was he?
When he was a boy.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. What has happened to your brother?
He died last year.
Did he?
Just yeah. a year ago.
Mm-hmm. He was just a little bit younger than you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you certainly have had a colorful career, my dear. No, you have experienced things that most women... How many other women in Westboro did that, join the service?
Three or four.
Mm-hmm.
There weren't very many.
No. I've seen some pictures of nurses.
Yes.
But not... A whack or a wave or a marine
no,
reserve.
We didn't
or
have very many.
No, no.
In fact, there's only two in the American Legion, myself and one other.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Oh. Well, you've had experiences that most people haven't had, and you've told me some things that that you know no one has put on an oral history tape before. And we were talking about World War I, but you were young, so it would be World War II that would have made the impression on you.
World War I, I was
just a little girl.
Just a little girl when my father went to France.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, didn't you say something to me about your mother saying when your father had to go to Paris that she wanted him to come home?
She was seeing all these men come home after... The war was over, and she went to her congressman, and she wrote to her representative, and everybody else
that she could think of. Yeah,
they didn't send him home.
No, was he an officer? Was that
no? He was in the Motor Corps.
Oh, well,
they needed drivers at the Peace Corps.
Yes,
and he was an experienced driver, so he was immediately sent from Bordeaux up to Paris.
Mm-hmm.
He stayed in Paris 6 months driving for the Peace Corps.
Yes, well now see, it was in your blood. That's what it was, in your blood. What else can we talk about that you'd like to talk about with me?
Oh, I think that's enough.
That's enough. Oh, I know. Well, I just have one other thing, because here you are, you're unique in your background and then what you did and all. I wondered about the changes that you've seen in the town government, you know, and in the town meetings and the changes and some, you know, although I am surprised that in the last 10 years the population hasn't changed that much.
It hasn't.
No. Mm-hmm. Because people come in and the companies send them, I guess, and then they leave. You know, they send them off somewhere else, but I've seen in the 30 years such a change in the town growth and development.
Oh,
and
yes. With all these big companies coming in, and they bring their people in to live, and they leave them here 3 years, and then they're gone.
Yes, they can hardly get involved.
Right.
No. In fact, I had one young woman say to me that she didn't like to, not because she wouldn't want to, but it was always such a wrench for her to leave if she put down roots. And I thought, that's very sad.
It is.
That, you know, most of us, or ages and all, we've had roots, and we've watched the people grow, and we've seen our classmates, and these young people don't do that now.
No.
They don't really do that.
It's the same with all the young couples are putting their children in daycare.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
These children don't know what it is to have a mother and father around all the time.
No.
I don't approve of it, but what are you going to
they're
say?
They're forced.
Say they can't afford this beautiful home and two cars and
why do they need all that, though?
then they've got to pay a couple hundred dollars a week to baby child care, daycare.
Mm-hmm. But you know what I was thinking? I was looking at the stores. You know, we have, I'll show you this picture. I keep this in the local history room, and we were looking at it. I better not put it in front of it. But you know that, except to take the roof off, the Mansard roof, which was taken off in the 60s, you know, there are these old, wonderful stores with goods. You know, the yard goods, and you know, this is a long time before your time, but the stores
not
like
really,
well,
because I can remember the horses and
wagons
coming into town every day.
Well, I meant this picture was 1860
yes.
to 1879. Yeah. But I was thinking that, what was Golden's called before it was Golden's? Blankenship.
Blankenship.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And, you know, and then, and the other one on the other corner was
Denim's.
And I remember when the drugstore was there. You know, I was thinking the downtown hasn't really, except for the couple of buildings that they took down where the insurance company is, and who's there, the newsroom and all, that the other buildings are pretty much the same as they
were. Very much the same, the arcade. And
yes,
yeah.
That's a nice old building. And but
the building on South Street where the Chinese Laundry.
Oh, yes.
And the, Mrs. Thompson had her millinery store there. Chinese Laundry. There's another store in there.
Yes, there was. But I can't think.
Cloverdale was across the street.
Mm-hmm.
And the Berkeley Textile, that was across the street.
And wasn't there something, a rooster? What do they call that? When they took the sign down, the other one was underneath it. Forgotten. There was some discussion. Somebody went down and took a picture because they remembered. I guess when they took Lowe's sign down, they found the sign underneath it.
Oh, from a previous
store. Yes, yeah. And we said that was the end of the mom and pop stores when the Lowe's closed their business. And But you know, it's still a pretty town. Although we have 495 and we have the Mass Pike and Route 9 and everything, the downtown area
is just the same.
It's just the same, going out Milk Street. Now, whereabouts on Milk Street do you live?
81.
81?
Where Fisher and Church and Milk.
Oh.
I'm in the third house right there on the corner.
Oh. All right.
Heroes on the big house, the first one, and Mr. Lassen, her brother, owned the next one, and then I got the next one.
That's a nice, convenient place for you.
Oh, yes.
Sure. Do you walk or do you drive?
Both.
Both. You're your father and mother's child. You drive. Do you have a Buick?
No.
Oh, well, I don't have a Piercaro either, and that's what my father drove.
Right.
I have a Pontiac, and he'd probably be upset with me. I don't know.
American Motors.
Yes. Well, I thank you very much. This has been such a pleasure to have you here with me this afternoon and talk about. You've given some very unusual information and some of your remembrances for us, and we appreciate it very much. Lady Marine.